This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli warplanes struck two targets in the Gaza Strip early Saturday, the Israeli military said, in response to incendiary balloons launched from Gaza into Israel. The Israeli military struck what it said was a Hamas military compound and a rocket launching site after four incendiary balloons were launched into Israel, setting fire to land and damaging agriculture. There were no reports of casualties in Israel or Gaza. There was no immediate comment from Hamas. Israeli media reported that four fires caused by incendiary balloons broke out on Friday afternoon in areas close to the Gaza Strip. The launch of the balloons comes over 2 months after an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. It was the fourth since the militant group seized power in Gaza in 2007. Israel has done little to ease a crippling blockade on the territory since the fighting ended, and Hamas appears to be using incendiary balloons as a pressure tactic. The State Department on Friday announced the addition of five alleged Islamist militants to its specially designated global terrorist list. The designation blocks any ownership or interests in U.S. properties and makes eligible for sanctions any person or financial institution who engage in certain transactions with the people on the list. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the five Islamist militants include the senior military commander of Islamic State's affiliate in Mozambique, two senior leaders of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, and two leaders of the al-Shabaab group in Somalia. More on that and all the stories we're carrying at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News.